Hello and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Anshika Mishra. Here's what I bring to you from the world of medicine. Yoga offers distinct cognitive advantages to older women vulnerable to Alzheimer's disease. A new UCLA Health study published in the journal Translational Psychiatry has found that yoga offers multiple cognitive benefits for older women at risk of Alzheimer's disease. These include restoring neural pathways, preventing brain matter decline, and reversing aging and inflammation-associated biomarkers. Led by the UCLA Health psychiatrist Dr. Helen Lavitsky of the Jane and Terry Samuel Institute of Neuroscience and Human Behavior, the study aimed to assess if certain types of yoga could mitigate cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease trajectories in postmenopausal women who face approximately twice the risk of developing the condition compared to men, attributed to factors such as longer life expectancy, menopausal estrogen level changes, and genetics.
Are you also aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code provided or access the link in the description box below.
Study identifies blood biomarkers to forecast cardiovascular disease risk in rheumatoid arthritis patients. A recent study in the Journal of the American Heart Association, led by physician at Mass General Brigham, identified six blood biomarkers linked to cardiovascular risk in rheumatoid arthritis patients, which helped in improving predictions of future arterial inflammation. Rheumatoid arthritis impacts approximately 17.6 million people globally and is associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. Assessing cardiovascular risk is difficult in patients with rheumatoid arthritis because standard clinical assessments based on factors like age, cholesterol, and smoking status tend to underestimate cardiovascular risk in individuals with rheumatoid arthritis. We think these biomarkers might improve our ability to predict risk and intervene early to help our patients, said first author Daniel H. Solomon, MD, MPH, Chief of the Section of Clinical Sciences in the Division of Rheumatology. The idea is that if we measure biomarkers that are specific to rheumatoid arthritis, we might be able to better identify those at highest risk of cardiovascular events. Smoking cannabis linked to higher risk of heart attack and stroke. A recent study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association highlights the potential cardiovascular risk associated with frequent cannabis smoking and that individuals who smoke cannabis regularly may face a significantly heightened risk of experiencing heart attacks and strokes. Cannabis consumption has increased significantly within the past 20 years as negative perceptions of its use has declined. Some studies have linked its regular use to impaired brain development and lung damage, as well as to certain cardiovascular diseases. While the exact mechanism linking cannabis to heart disease are unclear, multiple factors could play a role. In addition to toxics, endocannabinoid receptors, a part of cells responsible for recognizing tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, the main psychoactive ingredient in cannabis, are widespread in the body's cardiovascular tissue and might facilitate heart risk. To explore the link between cannabis use and health, Abra Jeffers, PhD, a data analyst at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, along with the team, analyzed 2016 to 2022 data from the CDC's Behavior Risk Factor Surveillance Survey, which included 434,104 patients aged 18 to 74. They assessed how often participants smoke cannabis in the past 30 days and its association with self-reported cardiovascular outcomes, such as coronary heart disease, heart attack, stroke, and a composite measure of all three. The analysis adjusted for various factors including tobacco use, age, sex, race, BMI, obesity, diabetes, physical activity, and socioeconomic status. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe and press the bell icon.